don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness.
Good Monday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your independent clergy, encourager, and friend. Hello, happy Monday morning, and I hope you all are doing well. I hope you all had a great Christmas and Merry Christmas. As some of y'all didn't get a chance to say Merry Christmas too, as we get ready for the upcoming 2022. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. I've got a great I'm going back to my archives, guys. I got something that someone wanted me to kind of bring up, one of my listeners, so I am. And today we're going to talk about three ways to navigate family tensions at Christmas. I want you to be thinking about something before I get started on that. Did you have tensions over Christmas holiday and still having tensions? If you are, I can't see a show of hands, but I sense it. I feel it with a lot of you guys out there. If you haven't and you never had before, this will help you. So I hope that it will. Before I get started on that, though, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's a very hot, muggy day expected today. Yet again, this is real unusual. You know, I'm a native Texan. I've never seen anything like it. Some of my friends that are natives just like I am, you've probably seen nothing like it either. So I'm hoping we get a cool down eventually. I love a little bit of cool weather. So Christmas Day up here was 92, record high. I bet some people probably jumped in the lake if I took a guess, but I won't be taking a vote on that. We're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcast, and Amazon Music. Subscribe for free, free, free. That's right. All right, well, let's get started today with Coffee Talk with CA. What do you say? We're going to talk about three ways, and I'm going back to my biblical archives, three ways to navigate family tensions at Christmas. You know, friends, hot cocoa, toasty fires, peace and harmony are what we wish for to describe our Christmas season. Isn't that right? But the reality has a way of crashing parties. Things like budget worries, sugar overload, kid meltdowns, colds and cases of the flu. Of course, this COVID-19 has already taken a spike already with Omicron and people that we have lost, sadly, with COVID over the last couple of years. And a host of other stresses, and it's heartbreaking, you know, friends, when the stresses blossom to become more than just everyday pressures. But into this deep-seated family tension and relationship drama, and we've all been in it. The drama can be really intense when you're traveling, maybe going to go visit, if your grandparents are still alive, grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandpa, family, your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, extended family, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, etc. Just kind of domino effects down. But truth be told here is that Christmas time become really a hard season this year for a lot of us. That we know that we've all lost either a bunch of our friends or even family members, your moms, your dads, your kids, sadly, your aunts, your uncles, etc. People often ask questions about extended family situations and how they are to be handled. I've had people ask me. But still, no one knows all details, except what you can do is you can give it to God. That's the best thing to do. So what I want to do for you is if you read the Gospels, friends, you'll find you'll find two genealogies. If you follow the stories of the people in these two genealogies, you'll find drama when I set my mind on God's work in, around, and through all brokenness of people. My heart finds great courage and hope. You see, friends, nothing can thwart or spoil God's plans. Always remember that. Even our worst dysfunction or spiritual strongholds. Let's reflect back to Abraham, okay? Abraham, he loved God and he loved his wife. But when God promised for a child, it took a long time in arriving. In fact, Sarah and Abraham took matters into their own hands, as we remember back in Scripture. Abraham took a servant who was willing to bear a child for him. Needless to say, it brought a lot of pain and dysfunction to the family. And despite it all, God made good on his promise, and he brought that promised son, Isaac, to them some years later. You see, friends, Isaac's son fought bitterly with one another. One son, Jacob, as we remember, had two wives that were sisters. The competition led to the sisters enlisting the help of their servants to bear children with their husbands. You see, this family dynamic looked impossible, yet God wasn't overwhelmed with the sin or brokenness. You see, he was still able to powerfully use Jacob's son, Joseph, to save not only his own family, but also countless others. You know, Judah, another one of Jacob's sons, is one in the lineage of Christ who, in his choices, led to his daughter-in-law to disguise herself as a prostitute in order to have a baby with her father-in-law. Yet none of this made God go back to the drawing board and start over. You see, he was able to work through all the broken decisions to create good out of the mess. You know, David, let's use another example. David took another man's wife, as remember in Scripture, from his own, and through the union, despite God's punishment displeasure over it, God brought King Solomon into the world to be a blessing to Israel, a figure in the world history, and a part of Christ's lineage. Now, we don't have any specific issues with Mary or Joseph, but I'm sure the local community raised an eyebrow at Jesus' birth. So, even where there wasn't a sinful mess with Mary and Joseph, there was a possibility of conjecture or judgment from others for the two of them they had wade through. You see, God wasn't, fazed in the least by people's brokenness. He was coming to dive into the depths of it to bring us freedom and healing from it. So, on Coffee Talk with CA, I want to give you guys three truths to comfort your heart this Christmas and on through the new year in years to come. So make notes if you want. Okay? All right, here we go. So if your heart aches this Christmas over tensions in the family, whether it's a deep stronghold or profound brokenness that hurts your heart, or it has simply piled up stress that has either colored over your best laid plans, remember that none of it spoils these truths about the Lord and your family. So number one, you should know that God is with you. If you go to the book of Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 23, in the New American Standard Bible, it discusses that, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God is with us. Now, Emmanuel, God is with us, friends. He is with not just me, he's with you, and he's with your family. He is in the midst, even in the storms. He is mighty to save, and he takes great delight in you. He rejoices over you with singing and will quiet your soul with his love. Go to Zechariah, and you know what I would highlight? That's one of my favorite verses. Book of Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 17. So press into his embrace with your soul wrestling and look hard for his fingerprints over your situation. He's with you. Don't let the darkness of your situation cloud over the light of Christ working in you, around you, and through your family. Second point I want to tell you is God's favor is with you. In the NIV version, go to Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven and earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. I would highlight that if you get a chance, the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. You know, it brings great peace to my heart to think that God, he sees not only me, but he sees you too as well. That he sees our struggles and our failings, and in the midst of it all, his favor for us is to have peace and to know his favor rests on us. If you have been abandoned, lied, or lied to, you've been abused, or all the rest of the ways we can feel so broken down by relationships, let the comfort of God's word speak over those hurts. You see, friends, God's favor rests on you. Now rest on his favor. Third point, take courage when pressure feels impossible. You know, you go to the Christmas is a great time, friends, to be reminded of the angel's words to Mary from the book of Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. For nothing will be impossible with God regarding our family situations. It is a special time of the year to remember and pray over the words, over the long-standing issues that have caused pain in relationships. We can traverse family situations that most certainly feel impossible. It may even require boundaries or actions that are severe, but we can always keep an open heart of blessings toward them through prayer. You see, friends, forgiveness is always possible through Jesus Christ, and concerning our own hearts, we can take comfort in the truth that no wound is too deep, too dirty, or too old for the Lord to reach in and heal us. You know, when the angel said nothing would be impossible, he wasn't referring to the people getting fancy cars or somewhat wish list of blessings. He was referring to how sin had separated man from God, and God wouldn't allow anything to come in between us. The impossibility the angel referred to was our sin. So this is a great verse to cling to and pray over a situation when sin has created a seemingly impossible rift. And I want you to remember that. And I hope that gives you some ideas on ways to navigate tensions, even during not just Christmas, but year-round, including the New Year. Now, before I play a song, I'm going to play another Phil Driscoll song by request. But before I do that, let me just talk briefly. See, hey, you don't understand. I've got a lot of tensions going on with my family. Okay, I get it. I've been there. We've all been there. And if we haven't been there, we got a problem. Well, what do you think the resolution is? Well, the resolution is to giving it to God. You see, God is three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When you pray a prayer, your prayer is uplifted to the heavens and He receives it. We can't explain everything about God. We don't know every single thing. The Bible gives us what we need to know and what we need to learn by. But one thing we do need to learn as Americans, even America being divided as it is to get along with people and to love people. Look, you're not going to love everybody. I get that, okay? But you make the best of it. Make the best of your life because each day of life that's given to you counts. Make that day count. Today being Monday, make it count. Hopefully life will go on for you for Tuesday. Make it count. Wednesday, same thing. But I'm going to tell you something. Life is way too fast, and this world is way too small to have division, to have hate. We need to love our neighbor, but also we need to love our family. The American families are being destroyed. A lot of divorces. Divorce ratio, 1 out of every 2.5 now. Yes, that's right. 1 out of every 2.5 marriage and in a divorce. Praise God, my parents have been married. It will be this upcoming year. Will be 57 years. I've no other friends that are married. Their parents have been married 65, 75. The longest I remember hearing on a newspaper one time back in the old days was 85 years of marriage. How about that? Back then they married real young though. Here's the thing about it. And I just want to talk a little bit. Family is so important. And when you're incorporating, bringing in a daughter-in-law, bringing in a son-in-law, bringing in whatever it may be, you work it the best you can. You hope the other party does the same thing because it takes two to connect. But you keep praying. You keep hoping. You keep believing. And if there's tensions, God still wants you to make it work the best you can. Well, see, yeah, you don't understand. I have trouble with my son-in-law or my daughter-in-law. And okay, I'm not there yet. I have kids. I have one fixing to get married. But yes, I understand just from outside people I've talked to around the world and people that I'm close to that have told me issues and I've seen issues. But what do? You give it to God. You take it to the table. You take it to your makeshift altar. You don't have to go to the church. Church is good and use their altar. You can altar at home. You can altar in your car. You can altar in your prayer closet. Prayer closet, yes, your own prayer closet. You can altar on your bed. Laying down, talking to Him. Laying, kneeling down, praying to Him. There's different ways of praying to the Heavenly Father to where He will hear you and it will be received. When you pray, it goes up in the heavens and He receives it. He receives your prayers. He knows every hair on our head. What, CA? Yes. How do you know that? My Bible tells me so. You know, I was fortunate and blessed. I grew up in church all my life. I come from a very rich heritage. I've got friends on here, very few, that come from a rich heritage of growing up in church. This upcoming year, and I'm not even looking for any kind of bragging rights, I will be saved 50 years. At age 6 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior in my parents' house at age 6 years old. I didn't need a children's church director to tell me. It was my Sunday school teacher, and I was curious, and I wanted to know. And I know culture's changed. And I know churches have changed. I know a lot of them going online because of COVID. I know. And it's a lot of work in the parents, Christian parents that are working and trying to make ends meet. And other people are helping in between, grandparents, parents, whatever it may be. And we're trying to teach our children about Jesus. Let me tell you, it's very important, guys. I can't stress enough, whether you're age 6 years old, to age, let's just go 100 years old or even 100 something plus. I led a 106-year-old lady to the Lord. Let me tell you, it's very, very, very crucial. We get the word out. God wants us to do several things. One, He wants us to enjoy our life. Two, he wants us, if you want to be married or whoever you want to be with, to have a significant other, then maybe some of y'all that may not. And that's okay. I had a late aunt that wasn't. And there's people that I know that aren't. But no matter what, God has a master plan. You just got to give it to Him. That's the secret recipe. Another thing, a secret recipe to a good marriage is keeping Christ-centered relationship. When I marry people over the years, and I've done almost 200 weddings, the first thing that comes to mind is they're like, well, Mr. Hall, what does it take to keep a marriage strong? God. If you don't have your fiancé and your other fiancé, you know, you're fixing to be united as husband and wife, you grow together, you pray together over issues, you work through as many differences as you can. If you don't have Christ in it, you ain't got nothing. Single parents out there, single divorcees, or just single in general, if you don't have Christ in it, how are you going to blossom? All the money in the world, as the late Billy Graham would say, all the money in the world is not going to make you happy. Oh, it'll make you happy for a little while. But you sure can't take it when your number's called. You can't bring it on a U-Haul trailer and have it buried with you. You heard about the story. I had someone email me and say, CA, will you share real quickly the story about this lady? It's a true story. Don't know what state it was from. Her husband was a very wealthy man, and he got ill. He passed away. One of his wishes were, because they had to read part of that will when he had passed away, because he told his wife to be sure that they read that before he goes. One of his wishes was to take the money he had out of the bank account and put it into the casket where he was being lowered, before he got lowered, to bury him with. So as the service was over, this was many decades ago, they lowered it down with the money in there. I don't know how much it was. And then she told the grave diggers, I call them grave diggers or the lowers. Normally, they won't even lower that till you all walk, you know, till everybody walks away. And basically, the funeral director or our undertaker is there standing with the grave people to lower it down. But it just so happens, this lady asked him, said, would you please raise that up? And she had some bags, and she said, I want you to get all the money out of the casket. And then they buried him down. I don't mean to laugh about it, but the myth of the story is, which is true, is basically what she was saying is, she ain't going to let him go down with that money because he couldn't take it with him. Neither he got his heart right with Jesus, which I hope he did, or he's in hell. So that's important to get it right with Jesus. Anyway, just enjoy your life and follow God's direction and get along with family members. And when there's tension, step out and walk away and get cool air. That's all you got to do. All right, so I'm going to play this Phil Driscoll on Coffee Talk with CA. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's one I like. Enjoy the magnificent trumpet sound, too, that Phil plays, okay? I surrender all.
I surrender all.
The many talents of Phil Driscoll. You can hear a lot of him when we can get a chance to play it on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. You know, I hope I was some help for you on the ways to navigate family tensions at Christmas and the New Year. But just know that God's got you in whatever tornadic situation you have, you know? And, you know, I just pray that you may still be celebrating some of Christmas. And, you know, Kenny Rogers, the late Kenny Rogers, had it summed up just right. It's Christmas every day, and it should be, worshiping our Lord and Savior. And before I lead off in prayer again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or hey, CA, you have a question on this or whatever, feel free, guys, anytime. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, I am going to be doing a couple of live casts, maybe two or three. We'll see how it goes. On my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You want to be sure to check that like button if you're a Facebook lover. There are probably not very many more people that are. But if you are on Facebook, you can catch me on there as well. Also, I'm on Instagram. CA Hall, FTW0605. You can follow me there as well. I haven't done any lives. I'm hoping in 2022 to start doing some lives on Instagram. Okay, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we give you all the praise and the glory. And God, when there's tensions, we know that you've got the whole situation, just like you got the whole world in your hands. And I pray for whatever tensions are going on with families that they just make efforts and they know that you'll step in and get it handled. We thank you for all you do. Keep everybody safe and bring us back all together, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to get ready to settle up. I got to leave. We got air back on finally here at Faith Studio One, the downtown Fort Worth iHeart Radio Studio at the Tower. So we're doing great. Air conditioner's running great. And I'm ready to settle up and enjoy my day today. Hope you guys will do as well, and we will catch you soon. Again, this is Remember the Sun Does Rise on the Other Side, Tongue Twister. And enjoy what life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point dot. Till we meet again, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.